Dear friends, I was asked by several journalists here, why am I here and what's the connection between the planned aggression against Iraq and the question of Palestine? And I tell you that there is no connection that is more evident than that connection, which is in the White House. The connection has a name. It's called Richard Pearl, Wolfowitz, Dick Cheney, George Bush. This is the connection, the same policy which is planned now against Iraq, and which believes in the usage of force and in the right of the United States to change regimes and in the right of the United States to control the oil of the world. It means the economy of the world, including the economy of Europe and Japan. The same policies are the policies that adopt General Sharon unconditionally and without any critique. There is no evident connection than this connection. Sharon would have gone a long time ago. Sharon failed in every matter that he promised. He did not bring security to his society. He did not solve any economic issue. Settlements, the issue of the settlements is escalated more and more. And more crimes against humanity and against the Palestinian people in Palestine. And this cannot continue, this could not continue, without the support of George Bush and his group, the unconditional support of George Bush and his group. Britain in this matter, and I'm speaking in London, I came a long way to speak to you. Britain in this matter usually claimed that it had a moral duty to the Middle East because Iraq was one of its colonies. Palestine was one of its colonies. Britain has a colonial heritage and moral duties, unlike the United States. But this is not what Mr. Blair is doing. This is not even what he's trying to show to the Middle East and to the world. Only declarations in the issue of the Palestine, speaking about the political linkage. As you remember that Gulf War, when they promised the Palestinian people after the war a Palestinian state. Well, I want to tell you this. It is not about a state. It's about liberation from occupation. This is first. And second, the Palestinian state does not want, the Palestinian people does not want to step over the bodies of the Iraqi people. This is nonsense. This is not the real linkage. The real linkage is that the same people who are warmongers in the issue of Iraq are supporting Sharon unconditionally to impose and to dictate to the Palestinian people after the war the political solution that he wants. It is not about democracy. People in the Middle East laugh, they smile, when they hear that George Bush is supporting democracy. Most of the Arab participants in this rally, most of them, are victims of dictatorships in the Middle East. Don't tell these people anything about democracy. Don't tell them anything about democracy. And dictatorships in the Middle East were supported by the United States. Since when? Since when the United States is after democracy in the Middle East? I don't know. What kind of democratic regime in the Middle East did the United States support? The democratic regime of Israel. Israel is a colonial state, not a democratic regime. It's an apartheid system. And the United States supports an apartheid system in Israel at the beginning of the 21st century. And Britain should listen to this. You have also moral duties concerning the apartheid regime in South Africa. It's now being built in Palestine. What rules in Palestine is the checkpoint and the curfew and the demographic separation and the collective punishments and the massacres one after the other. That is the rule in Palestine, not the exception. It's an apartheid regime. And this demonstration should say no to the apartheid regime in Palestine. The apartheid regime that is supported by Israel, It is not about weapons of mass destruction. It is mass distraction with A, not mass destruction. They are trying to distract the people from the real aim of this war. Not only oil. Oil, of course. Not only oil. It is very strategic. It is the right of the United States to change regimes in the world, starting with Iraq. That it's about that. You have a president there who's saying, we have this right. Even if the United Nations does not give us the right, we will take it. We take the right to change regimes. Where is it leading? After Iraq, Hezbollah, probably Syria, probably Egypt, Saudi Arabia. And Israel will be always there saying yes to the war. And Blair, believe me, he's less important than Richard Pell and Wolfowitz and all these people who are making the decisions in the White House. Blair will follow then also. What kind of an international system is this war leading to? It is more important today to demonstrate in London and in New York and Washington than the discussions in the United Nations. These leaders don't want to listen to the Security Council and the United Nations, but they will certainly have to listen to their constituencies. They have to listen to the public opinion in the United States and in Britain. That's why I came here. It's about democracy. Is it about democracy? Okay. 70% of the British people are against this war. This is democracy. Implement the will of the majority. It is not about democracy. It is about cynical interests and fundamentalist, metaphysical vision of the people who rule the White House today, who adopt totally, they hug criminals of war like Sharon and like his associates, who must be brought to justice because of their crimes against humanity. Thank you very much.